This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A prominent direct-to-consumer genetic testing company called 23andMe is back in the medical testing market again. After a two-year hold, the FDA now says the company can resume one of its signature services, spit into a test tube, and will tell you your health risks based on your genetic makeup. There are new limits this time around, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
23andMe started out pitching consumers recreational genetics, about ancestry, family connections. Then they went into identifying disease risks for Alzheimer's or breast cancer. FDA said they had to prove the test was safe and effective first. NYU bioethicist Arthur Kaplan explains.
Prove it safe, accurate enough to be useful. Prove it effective. Can the test information be understood? Can it be actionable? Do you know what to do if somebody says you're at twice the risk of this, or you don't have to worry genetically about that?
Now, 23andMe has FDA's okay to test for a handful of diseases, sickle cell, cystic fibrosis. Dan Mendelson follows the industry at Avalere Health.
Consumers want this information. They want to understand more about themselves and their bodies, and they want to know what's on their genome. So I think the demand is really strong. This information will whet the appetite of consumers for more information.
And he says companies like 23andMe will have to offer consumers genetic counseling about how to use the information, not just panic about it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The company's called 23andMe because we have 23 pairs of chromosomes.